Memorial Day weekend edition of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. If there's anything you'd like to talk about as it relates to remodeling, maintaining your home, your house, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Of course, we're typically broadcasting from Phoenix and reaching statewide. Today we're broadcasting from Prescott and also reaching statewide. We've been able to grab Tom Riley of Renovations, our Rosie Certified full-service design build remodeling contractor from Yavapai County. Mr. Tom, thanks again for carving time out of your Saturday. I know you had a busy weekend planned.
Well, yeah, we have some things we got to do.
Yeah, but thanks a million for carving time. Let's see if we can bring Clark into the conversation. He's online. As we take Clark, that'll open a line for you. Again, 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, that's a toll-free number. My wife, sweet Jennifer, picks up the bill. So give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Clark.
Oh, good morning, Rosie. Well, nothing spells catastrophe like a ruptured water tank at 5:30 in the morning. But I replaced it with only minor bloodshed.
Okay, all right.
It's an 80-gallon solar water tank.
Okay.
And, Rosie, between the circulating pump and the collector, there's a motorized zone valve. It's a normally open valve, only it's stuck in the open position. And I looked, it's the little pinion gear is stripped. What I want to know is, could I replace that with just a mechanical check valve?
You know what, Clark? I don't think I'm going to know well enough to give you a definitive answer. Tom, you got an input on that for me? Can you save me here, bud?
Well, just a question. I mean, the motorized valve that you have there, is it meant to be a backflow valve, a backflow preventer?
Yes, it prevents the water from flowing from the colder water from the collector flowing back into the tank at night.
Then a check valve should be able to work. I mean, is when you say it's motorized, is it connected to any kind of an electrical device?
Yes.
That is a timer?
Well, what happens is when the circulating pump is circulating, the mechanical, the spring opens the valve, and then when the pump turns off, the signal is sent to the motorized check valve that electrically opens it or closes it. It's supposed to be normally open, but the electrical valve is closed.
Clark, I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to ask Jennifer back in the studio. We've got about 6 certified solar water heating contractors across the state of Arizona that are Rosie certified. We're going to see if we can't get one on the phone. We call this Rosie's Lifeline, where we reach out to the experts that really know that particular topic inside and out from top to bottom, and make sure we're giving you the most accurate information we can. So, Jennifer, put Clark on hold. Find us one of the Lifeline boys and shoot me the message and update as you put all that together. Is the show over yet?
No. Nope. You still have about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. All right.
You anxious to get down to the art show?
I'm really anxious. I don't know what time it officially opens.
Well, I tell you what, there have been people walking past us the whole time bringing their artwork into the contest, so
yeah.
They're down there on the square now.
Hey,
I don't
listen,
know if it's officially open, but
I've got a little advisory that's coming out with the Phoenix Maricopa County Block Watch Committee that I'd like to put everybody on notice to. There is a recurring theme of a particular scam going on right now, that usually what happens is an unknown person will knock on your door, and you are soon targeted to become a victim. And what happens is you go in polling them about their work that needs to be done, about upcoming work that the utility is doing in the neighborhood. And the whole time you're visiting with this particular person, they're actually holding you at the front door while their compatriots are in the backyard, either entering through the back door and robbing you. It's especially prevalent right now in neighborhoods that have single home occupants, older single home occupants. So look, if just go by Rosie's rule of thumb, okay? If you haven't invited the person to your property, you don't have to open the door and visit with them or talk to them. You can don't let them think the house is empty for protection. Let them know someone's home so they don't break in. Let them know you're home. Hey, you weren't invited. I'm not expecting anybody. Who are you with? Find out who they're with. If they state a particular utility, call that utility. Look for identified badge. We are broadcasting outside. That's a Harley-Davidson just driving down.
Several.
That's why I like them so much.
They love the noise, don't you?
Oh, man. You know, if guys and gals on Harleys would just learn to idle at the stop sign, I could get over my hatred of them. It's just the fact that they refuse to let them idle. They got to wrap that throttle. And rap. Okay. All right. So listen, if you have someone coming up to your property, and this is obviously very prevalent in the Maricopa County area, countywide, it's a new scam that's hitting town. They're walking up pretending they're some type of utility company employee. They're going to be coming through the neighborhood replacing water lines or sewer lines or electric lines, and they're holding you at the front door interviewing you. Don't open the door for them.
And that's
ironic because in my neighborhood right now, the utility company, the City of Scottsdale, came up to my house last week. But I knew it was City of Scottsdale. They were tagged. They were identified. And they're replacing all the water lines in the whole neighborhood. So it can get legal, but apparently someone has caught on that it's an easy way to rob homes. So be aware of that. How about the photo contest? We haven't talked about that yet today. We're running an official Rosie on the House wildflower contest. More on that later.